Ezekiel chapter 7. Furthermore, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Also, you son of man. This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says to the land of Israel, An end, the end has come upon the four corners of the land. Now the end has come upon you, and I will send my anger upon you, and will judge you according to your deeds, and will pay you for all your abominations. And my eye will not spare you, neither will I have pity. But I will pay you for your deeds, and your abominations will be in your midst, and you will know that I am the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says, An evil, and only evil, indeed, has come. An end has come, the end has come, it watches for you. Indeed, it has come. The morning has come to you, O you who live in the land. The time has come, the day of trouble is near, and not the echoes of the mountains. Now I will shortly pour out my fury upon you, and accomplish my anger upon you, and I will judge you according to your deeds, and will pay you for all your abominations. And my eye will not spare, neither will I have pity. I will pay you according to your deeds and your abominations that are in your midst, and you will know that I am the Lord Jehovah who strikes. See the day, indeed, it has come, the morning has gone forth. The rod has blossomed, pride has budded. Violence has risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them will remain, nor of their multitude, nor of any of theirs, neither will there be cries for them. The time has come, the day draws near. Do not let the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn. Because wrath, anger, judgment, has come upon all its multitude. Because the seller will not return to that which is sold, although they were yet alive, because the vision is concerning its whole multitude, which will not return, neither will any strengthen himself in the sin of his life. They have blown the trumpet, even to make all ready, but none goes to the battle, because my wrath, anger, judgment, is upon all its multitude. The sword is on the outside, and the disease and the famine are inside. He who is in the field will die with the sword. And he who is in the city, famine and disease will devour him. But those who escape will escape, and will be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them mourning, every one because of his sin. All hands will be feeble, and all knees will be weak as water. They will also clothe themselves with sackcloth, and horror will cover them, and shame will be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. They will cast their silver in the streets, and their gold will be removed, their silver and their gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath, anger, judgment, of the Lord Jehovah. They will not satisfy their souls, neither fill their stomachs, because it is the stumbling block of their sin. As for the beauty of his ornament, the temple, he set it in majesty. But they made the images of their abominations and of their detestable things in it, therefore I have set it far from them. And I will give it into the hands of the strangers for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil. And they will pollute it. My face I will turn also from them, and they will pollute my secret place, holy of holies, because the robbers will enter into it, and defile it. Make a chain. Because the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. Therefore I will bring the worst of the heathen, ungodly nations. And they will possess their houses. I will also make the pomp of the strong to cease, and their holy places will be defiled. Destruction comes. And they will seek peace, but there will be none. Mischief will come upon mischief, and rumor will be upon rumor, then they will seek a vision of the prophet. But the law will perish from the priest, and counsel from the elders. The king will mourn, and the prince will be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do to them according to their deeds, and according to their deserts I will judge them, and they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah.